to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Wendy Papazan.
I'm Sarah Reynolds.
And I'm Seychelle Van Poole. One of the biggest secrets to our success is actually boiled down to something that is really surprisingly simple. And that is the power of our weekly family meetings that the three of us each have. And what we put in into our time and into our day is what we get out of it. So taking the time to sit down as a family or a couple or even just ourselves really helps us direct and tell that time where to go. So today we're going to break down what happens in those meetings and how we utilize them to be rocket fuel for creating our big lives in addition to our big businesses. So I'm excited for us to jump into this today. And starting by sharing with your family, the why behind the meeting helps a ton. So if we're just starting out with that, like selling the benefits of this, because I know when I say like, let's have a family meeting, like I don't think many partners are going to be like, that sounds fantastic. Let's do it.
We got to sex it up a little bit.
Yeah. So, you know, to take a look and like,
to go to a family meeting.
No, I know. And also, doesn't it kind of sound like an intervention? We got to come up with a better title.
Yes. Like, yeah. Well, especially when your kids are teenagers, they're like,
Yeah. Like family huddle. I don't know what you want to call it. But, you know, the moral of the story is like when you take the time to do that up front, right? This results in less hassles, improved communication, better snacks in their lunches, vacations on the schedule, whatever that is, right? So like put it out there. Don't surprise your family by doing like a, you know, just pop in the middle and go like all intense on like, let's talk about our schedule.
We're having a family meeting tomorrow night. I listen to this podcast. My suggestion would be to host the first one on Mother's Day or Father's Day.
Yeah.
Because it's a guaranteed way that they're going to have to say yes. You know, my family denies me nothing on Mother's. I get one day. It's a joke in our family that every day is Father's Day except for Mother's Day. So
this sounds like a much better like gift. I got COVID last year for Mother's Day, so I would prefer to have a family meeting than COVID on Mother's Day this year.
You know what my kids gave me for Mother's Day last
year?
They gave me this sweet little necklace, and it was in I guess it's like Morse code. I don't know if you've seen those. It's dots and dashes.
Yeah,
except it says Happy Father's Day on it. That's like intentionally a legit joke in our house. Yeah.
No, that's funny. Awesome.
But you can't really tell. Funny. It's just, it's pretty.
It's just like, cute. It's a pretty little.
But it's like dots and dashes.
That's so funny.
It's a joke. So my kids are hilarious.
What was life like for you guys before you started having a touch base family meeting? Because I was thinking about that this morning. Like, what a disaster things were without this. Like, I mean, I remember
lots of surprises.
So many surprises in fights, right?
Or, why didn't you tell me that? Like, you know, I thought
who's
you knew about
do
it.
This?
Oh, well, shoot.
Yeah.
What are we going to picking up? Who, oh my gosh, somebody's somewhere and they don't have a ride home.
Or the guilt, pulling in your driveway late, even though it's been on your calendar the whole time, but of course you didn't tell them because you didn't meet about it. Then you have this guilty feeling, like you just worked late, and then now you're walking to a household was a disaster.
It's a not fun feeling.
It changed our life when we started these.
And when you go through seasons where you like get out of the rhythm of doing them, as much as I'd love to say like I'm perfect and we do this every single week and it's always perfect, you know, we definitely have had seasons where it's been tougher to get those in, and you feel it. You totally feel it. And you miss it because you want that consistency and that like comfort of knowing like we all are on the same page. And when we don't have it, we absolutely feel it.
So family meetings are pretty easy. It's just we're going to talk about the 4-step process. And it's just like really, this could be used for any meeting, these little tips.
True.
But the first one is just schedule it. So make sure you prioritize it on your calendar, and maybe depending on your family, you know, maybe it's once a month, maybe your kids are older, like mine are now, and it doesn't require the kind of logistical spreadsheet, you know, situation with kids and sports and all that kind of stuff. Or probably more likely you need to meet once a week. So that would be my guess, is that most of you listening probably need to do this once a week. So that looks like, hey, what's a good time during our week where we know we're going to be around and we can have, you know, a good 20, 30 minutes just to have a conversation. And that time can be protected. It's kind of sacrosanct. You know, it's like for me, it's like doing my 411, doing my planning time for the week for my business. If I don't do that, my week is just, you know.
It's not fun.
It's just like, as Seychelle says, oh, farts. That's what it is.
I had a few of those this week, I feel like. I've just been farting everywhere.
Oh, farts. No, but it's true. Like having it set on your, you know, if it's not on the calendar, it doesn't exist type of thing. Yeah, so like making sure that it's on your calendar, that protected time. George and I, we do Sunday night after the kids go to bed. So the very first thing we do after we're putting the kids to bed is that we both have our calendars out, which I'm going to talk about here in a second. But we have that set time, 30 to 45 minutes. And oh my goodness, has our marriage been way better doing that in our relationship.
I love that.
So,
Seychelle, when do you do it?
Usually it's, I do my planning for it on Sunday mornings. And then we usually have our meeting on Monday morning before the week gets off to crazy starts. But I do like all the meal prep stuff and like kind of the big picture, because my schedule is usually the more chaotic one of managing all the kid stuff and the work stuff. And then Nick has his component, but we're usually then toggling together. So I do my prep on Sunday morning.
Yeah. We just do Sunday night dinner. Is when we talk about it. We talk about it as a family now that my kids are older. And I basically warn them of what's coming the week. I feel like that's what I'm doing. Okay, well, people are doing this and I'm coming over and, you know, we're having a brunch. Okay. They're like, okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of our situation too. So yeah, it's also helpful to know like what to take off your calendar, which is helpful.
Yeah. So true.
That's true.
So true. Step two is have an agenda. So after you have it scheduled, have a sort of set agenda, set rhythm. So if there's maybe goals that you're wanting to move forward. So, you know, for us, we were screening in our back porch recently, and that was one of our projects, and talking that through, and I wanted a certain kind of door. And so trying to find the door and like any project that you have going on. What's the biggest thing
you're
going to
enjoy that so much.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. So awesome.
You're going to spend all the
George
time
worked
out there.
So hard on finding. We got this amazing Amish family in Pennsylvania made us a custom door he found.
Because
it's a really high ceiling porch, and I didn't want the door to make it feel close in. So they made us a custom.
Oh, I want to see it. Yeah. Put it in the show notes.
You know, send us a picture. I'll put it in the show notes.
Put it in the show notes.
I will do it. Don't you tempt me.
Sarah's door.
That'd be funny. No one's listening to it and they're like, why is there a door in the show notes?
It's so helpful though, because like we're working on adding the porch up in the Michigan property for the front, like the front when you walk in, and it's that same thing of like, we have to schedule labor out like 6 months
in advance.
We
should do a porch episode.
Yeah, we should. We should.
I know.
One of my favorite places
yours.
To be.
The
biggest thing for the agenda for George and I is schedule. So we've got three kids, 10, 7.5, and 3. He leads our mortgage company. I lead Empower Home and Empower Home teams across the country. And it's crazy. Our schedules are crazy. Travel can be crazy. Every week, every day can be crazy. So like making sure we always print out a month at a time. And so we're going, okay, this is this week. We focus on this week, reminding
that is so important. That is a nugget right there.
Yeah.
That is really, really important.
I will actually, I'll take a picture of ours from a family standpoint, because I hand write it out too to like anchor it every
Tell us why you do month. That. What's the why behind that?
Printing
like,
why
out do you print out a month? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because for us, it's a lot of travel. And then also do our calendars show our priorities? So what is our priority? First priority is each other. Okay. That's number one. So like when you look at a month, sometimes like if I'm traveling on a Thursday, well, Thursday is date night.
George, are you listening? Did you hear that?
I'm your number one priority.
If you're listening, I want you to come home and give your wife the biggest kiss tonight.
Aw, yes, please.
He probably and does that anyway.
He does. And grab my butt a little harder. I'm just kidding.
I'm just going to start slipping in subtle tips for all of our significant others on this to see if they're listening.
This is, for anybody out there. Yeah. Men, women, grab your butt when you come home. I mean, that's just a good tip right there. That's a nugget. Put that in the show notes.
Put that in the meeting.
It's been lonely all day. Okay. It needs a good grab. So, but the big thing is like looking at a month time frame of like juggling all the things. Like, okay, if we know I'm going to miss a date night or he's going to miss a date night, okay, well, we need to look at the other days to make sure that we have time for each other because that's our priority, right? Mm-hmm. Then the kids. So you're looking at the month time, making sure all your priorities are in line and just juggling things. And you make decisions as you go. And I think the one big thing that I just want to give everyone sort of permission in is like, adaptable. Like, I think when you are leading a big empire and at the same time have family and all the things going on, like flexibility is key to survival.
Yes.
Absolute key. So looking at that helps with that. What do you do for meal
planning? And that's hard for some people. Like there's people out there that are listening that are like, what? No, this is the way I do things. This is how I feel like I have control. And so if that is you, if that's resonating with you, that's going to be a struggle. You know, find some coping mechanisms around that, you know?
Yep.
So it's tough.
I don't do meal planning or eating, but Say does, I think, right? In your meetings.
Tell
us about that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not, like I've admitted before, like I am not like a seasoned chef that you can give me 4 ingredients and I can figure out a meal. So, but I like to eat diverse foods. I mean, I love tacos and pizza, but also other things. And so I take a look at our schedule and we cook a lot at home. And so I like to look at our schedule then if like we have a night that's SBD, like a strategy meeting or a PTO or a client meeting or something, like that's probably not a cooking night. So like we map it out ahead of time to know, okay, what are our cooking nights? What sounds good? Like this weekend, my sister's coming in town for Quinn's birthday. We have like lasagna one night and Asian lettuce wraps one night, you know? And it's like, we have it kind of planned out to know what everybody likes, what goes on the menu. Like this last week we had 2 neighbors that were sick. And so we were able to plan in like extra chicken and rice for them. And you know, it's like, you can plan it out better. Giving food to other people is a love language of mine. And so that's something we're regularly also like cooking extra to feed a neighbor or my mom or a friend or someone over here. So it's an easy way to give when you plan it out, then you plan the groceries accordingly. So
that's awesome.
It's helpful.
Love that. So smart.
I love it.
At Her Best Life, we're not just building businesses. We're growing our net worth, leveraging our platforms for good, and living our big lives. And that's what Empire Circle is all about. It's an executive membership designed for ambitious business women leaders who want more. More growth, more profit, more impact, and more freedom. This is where powerful, deep connections meet powerful results. Apply now at herbestlife.com and join us by stepping in to Empire Circle.
The other thing too, awesome. Just want to throw for having an agenda is, you know, so we have a nanny that helps us and we're to a new stage with our daughter, Olivia. So she's 10. And so we're having like the pre-nager stuff going on at school and at home. And being on the same page together about some parenting things and then also with our nanny. So like we weren't including her in some of the conversations, but yet she's the one handling, you know, after school, like a lot of the things that come up. And so that's been a big deal was like adding in more parenting conversations to the agenda. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we noticing? What do we need to address? You know, doctor's appointments.
That makes perfect
all of
sense.
Those things are just
so true. Yeah. Well, especially it's as your kids age. You know, there's fewer problems I found at least, but they're harder to solve. So you know, you might have a toddler who gets their head stuck under the couch, And you're like, oh, well, let me move the couch for you. You know, like problem solved. And that might happen. Yeah. Little problems like that 10 times a day. And you probably don't need to consult right. with your partner on how yeah. to deal with that situation. But there's a lot of different ways to parent issues yes. as kids get older. Yeah. And so yes. being on the same page and tailoring the message. And sometimes you're not on the same page. And that's okay too, but like agreeing to have that kind of, you know, I guess just agreeing to that, like it's okay for me to say this and you to say that. Yes. It's not necessarily contradictory. Maybe we're not 100%, but they're old enough to understand what's yeah. going on. So yeah, so that's just, that's really, really powerful. I love that.
That's yeah. awesome.
Because a lot of times they're like, you get a situation where you're like, well, why did you say it that way? Or why did yeah. you do that? That's not what I would yes. have said. And sometimes that just happens right. in the moment, but yeah. I love adding that to the schedule. It's really smart.
Yeah. I think that's yep. awesome. Yep. So how long when you're preparing for these meetings, like I think step two is really coming prepared for these meetings. It's not like we, step three. At least in our family, we don't sit, yeah. or sorry, step three, right? As we come prepared.
Step three, Seychelles. There's only four steps. Okay. This is
okay.
three.
Okay. Fine. Fine. You're right. You're
to
right.
be fair, step they're not three. Labeled.
I know. Yeah. They aren't. I know. I got ahead of myself. You're right. Step yeah, three.
It's my bad.
Come prepared. Literally, step three. No, it's okay. It's all good. But
come
like,
prepared
for real,
by labeling
prepared. The numbers.
Yes.
The numbers.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So, how long do you prepare? Like for me, meal planning takes time because it's not a natural gift of mine. So I have to spend more time on that and like looking at all the schedules. How much time do you allocate before you guys meet as a family? What does that look like for you?
For me, about 15 minutes, but that's also not yeah. fair necessarily to say, because the other thing that I think that we've implemented that has really helped me is my executive assistant at the office keeps mm-hmm. a running Aji family meeting list for me, which is
oh,
awesome.
Wow.
Which is also that's preparation. Awesome. So like,
yeah.
that's next level like, leverage.
That's amazing.
Yeah. When yeah. she, like when we get an invite from like Her Best Life or an Empire mm-hmm. Circle event or mm-hmm. something like that, that goes on automatically goes wow. on the Aji family. She knows I'm not going to make that decision without talking to him. Yeah. So she puts right. that on our family meeting mm-hmm. agenda list. And so, so I spend probably 15 minutes, but my team, my executive assistant mm-hmm. Throughout the week is spending time on yeah. prepping and making sure that we're talking about all the important things. So mm-hmm. that helps.
That's smart.
What about you?
Yeah, I think I just would keep a little list on my notes on my phone.
Yeah.
You know, so something like that. But I like the idea of having a shared document. I do that for almost everything else. I'm surprised yeah. I haven't done that for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah I have one for operations.
Yeah, or sometimes the meeting is just an opportunity mm-hmm. to really, even if you don't have time to plan before the meeting, that's okay. Mm-hmm. The meeting is just a placeholder for you guys to have the discussion and really think mm-hmm. about what's coming up for the week. So either yeah. way, it's fine.
Yeah. A couple of the questions too. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Sarah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Say. Sorry. I think there's a little bit of delay today for some reason. So sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys. Go ahead.
I think that the big thing for me for preparation is it really also depends on what's on the agenda.
Yes.
And so like if it's because again, we're in the thick of parenting. So, you know, with three kids, it's my husband and I, we were in disagreement about food and how to talk about overeating with our children. And it was a big topic. It was a very tense topic in our household because we had differing opinions and a sensitive one, you know, because I think a lot of your kids' self-worth and how they view themselves comes from yeah. the way that we speak in your home, you know, it influences yeah. them. And so like, if I know I'm going into a family meeting where I want to say something in a way that doesn't either hurt him or obviously that I want to be very clear about what I'm feeling, then I take more time preparing, just like mm-hmm. I would with a fierce or direct conversation.
Right, with a team member.
With a team member.
Right.
You know, it's the same right. thing. So mm-hmm. talking it through, practicing, mm-hmm. making sure that I'm saying it in a loving way.
I love that. Well, and a couple huge. Of questions you could add to that list that's just a running list for you to keep track of are like, what worked well last week that we want to keep this week?
I
think that's a great one. Another one mm-hmm. is, what do I need help with? Or who can help me mm-hmm. with this? And then, you know, I think a third one is what needs to move or what needs to change and or what do I need to say no to, right? So that we have more things that we want on our agenda. Because just because it's on the schedule doesn't mean it needs to stay. So, you know, that's one of the reasons why we look at it at a month at a time is because then you can look farther out. If something didn't work last week and you have it again in a month, well, maybe it needs to look different. So it gives you an opportunity to change that in action.
That's good.
So I got a question for you guys. So what do you do when there's a disagreement about priorities? Like, not necessarily in parenting, but in your time, really, like how are we spending your time? Cause Sarah, you are in the thick of it. Like you literally, the next 18 months, this is the hardest your parenting will ever be. You know, when Lincoln hits 5, things do seem to get a bit easier. And you're just in the thick of it. Like, when you said 10, 7, and 3.5, I was like, wow, she's really in the thick of it. So what do you do? I mean, obviously you've got a lot of stuff going on. How do you prioritize?
With time, it's a lot. And the Papazians don't know I'm going to say this, but a lot got fixed with prioritization when we did the One Thing Couples Goal Setting Retreat together. So we've now done that 3 years in a row. And it gives us the time, 2 days of just us time to talk about the future, talk about long-term vision for ourselves. What's important to us? What are our values right now? Like what are the things that we're both desiring both in every circle of our life? So with health, do we have health goals? Do we have financial goals? Do we have travel goals with family? Like what are... Like, so it starts there actually. And then before we did that, there was a lot of disagreement of priorities. Mm. But now that we have that as sort of like the foundation, and it is something that we pull up all of our notes from our couples goal setting retreat, probably about once a month, just to see, are we on track with what we wanted to do this year? Does anything need to be adjusted? Right. Mm-hmm. But now we don't have as many issues with prioritization because it's talked through. Now it's planned in advance. Now we do have, like, I think at the stages my kids are, things have to change. Like, yeah. I remember when we had our dolls retreat in January and I've only missed one other dolls retreat. It's something that is so important to me in my life. George knows that. And when we had our family meeting that week, my husband, George, was traveling to Nigeria for the first time, leaving me with 3 kids. I survived as a single mom for a week. That's my most proud accomplishment this year.
We were so proud of you.
We were really proud of you.
We were super proud of you.
Yeah,
we
they were survived. You on. Yeah, they. I fed them. It was great.
A lot of text messages.
Yeah.
Yes.
And check-ins. Are you okay? Like, I don't know. Yeah. So it was a big deal. George doesn't travel a lot, so my kids aren't used to it. They knew that daddy was leaving for Nigeria, so it's not an easy trip either. So it's far away.
Yeah, it's a long way away.
Big trip.
And so for 2 nights in a row, my daughter, Caitlin, was up crying with anxiety of daddy leaving. Mm. And it was a lot going on with our kids' emotions and what they were feeling and going through. And then I was about to get on a plane. Like it was dolls retreat. And then literally that next evening, George was leaving for Nigeria. And for the first time ever, he said, I know how important this is to you. And I think our family right now needs you. You know, he never ever says that. It's always like, I said, absolutely, I agree. And so it was a hard decision, but not really because I think it was the right one for.
It was fine. You knew what your priority was in the moment.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Well, and your priorities change. You know, like I have, you guys are in the thick of it. Your kids are little. And I can tell you, you know, at a certain point, your kids just, they don't need you as much anymore. They don't have, they barely notice if you're gone, you know, literally.
Yeah.
They're like, wait, was mom gone last week? Or wait, what? You know? Yeah.
And I was going to say, that's like a big thing. But it is for like the priorities. That's something, it's funny you say that. Cause like I was talking to Sue, our friend yesterday, and she's like, you really need to go to this conference, add it to your calendar. It's really great. And I literally said to her, like, while Quenna's little and like still thinks I'm cool, like that's just not on my priority list right now. Like down the road, it'll be easier. Well,
she's right now,
it's not.
Yeah. Yep. And when her grandkids come, I'm manifesting grandkids.
That will be different.
We all are.
I know. We just shipped out Quinn's earrings for her. So she, we're
I know. That was so sweet. Okay. A little plug for Quinn's Etsy shop. What's it called?
It's called Pie Jewels. It's Q-T-I-E-P-I-E, Cutie Pie Jewels. So just all one word in Etsy.
They're darling.
Go buy some cute jewelry from her. She like literally logo branding, assembly, packaging, fulfillment. We have like a P&L she's running right now. Like no joke. It's
amazing.
She's profitable. It's amazing. So
you guys need to sign her up for Kid Business Fair.
We should.
Acton.
We totally should.
Yeah. Yeah. She can sell them there. That'd be great.
Cool.
All right. Well, and so our last and final step here is just to take action. So make sure that you've got some kind of way to record everything you talked about, whether it's in your notes in your phone or a Google Sheet or just a piece of paper, or maybe it's a chalkboard in your kitchen, just to record those priorities and what you guys talked about, and then just take action on them. And if you just follow these four very simple steps, I can tell you, your world is just going to get so much easier. A little planning goes a long way in this world. And most of us are just, heard me say it before, most of us are just blowing and going 24/7 and we never take time to stop and think about our priorities and then look at our calendar and see how we're spending time on those priorities. And so if you guys do this, trust me, your world will get a whole lot easier. Mm-hmm.
Love it. On that note, you guys go out and build a big business, but more importantly, keep your family meeting so that you can have an even bigger life. We appreciate you guys. Bye.
Bye. Love you.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.